The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
The wilaya of the Ahlul Bayt that each of the Imams led the Ummah towards was to establish the government of the Ahlul Bayt by getting rid of the authorities that were not implementing God's law and were not representing God's law and God's message and God's authority. That's what walaya means. That's what Imam Zain al-Abidin did. Imam Zain al-Abidin, salamullah alayhi, was in battle as Imam al-Husayn was. And Imam al-Husayn was in battle before Muawiyah died. He didn't engage in rebellion. No, there was armed rebellion after Muawiyah died. Before that, it wasn't armed. It was through training, through teaching. There came a time where it was necessary to go through that. Why the conditions make a difference? The important thing is, when you want to establish the authority of God on earth, the governments, the authorities, the elite, the rulers, people who have wealth, people who run society, people who are in control, who are not divine, they are the obstacles. The jahl of the people is an obstacle. The ignorance of the people that the best government for them, the best rule for them, the best law for them is the law and authority of God. That's what will protect and safeguard their prosperity in this world, and it will transcend into the next world as well. The ignorance of the people in this regard is an obstacle in establishing that. There's a battle, there's a struggle, there's a jihad. Why is it that we go to each of the imams and we're supposed to say to each of them in the ziyarah of each of them, it says this, the Ahlul Bayt have taught us, and then in ziyarah jama'ah, the various forms of the ziyarat that we are to recite with every one of the Ahlul Bayt, or referring to all of them, or when we visit each of them, we say, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ جَاهَدْتَ فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ, or أَشْهَدُ أَنَّكُمْ جَاهَدْتُمْ فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ. There's jihad they're involved with. Jihad for what? The greatest part of their jihad and the direction they're working towards, that practical, that element that is visible, that can be seen, that can be constantly checked to see if we're moving in the direction of the Ahlul Bayt, is walaya, government. The Ahlul Bayt, we're moving towards that government and battling all the obstacles that were there. The main obstacle that everything else is related to is the authority of kufr and taghut. When kufr and taghut have power, when kufr and taghut have control, when kufr and taghut have authority, they will control the minds of the people, the decisions of the people, and they will force them in the wrong direction. And as much as you want to give knowledge to the people, give them the direction that they need to and learn what's right and what's wrong, because they control the laws of the land. They control what forms opinion amongst people. They have a position that people look up to. It will not be effective. And this is why the importance of wilaya is that. The importance of authority belonging to God and belonging to the Prophet and belonging to his household after him, to the Imams, to Ali ibn Abi Talib specifically, and then after him, the rest of the Imams. The importance of it is that, to be able to use that authority, that position, to guide people in the direction that they need to be guided to. And as soon as the Prophet was able to establish that government, he did. And as soon as he established that government, the speed at which people were coming to Islam increased. And while he was the ruler in Medina, because there was the rule of Taghut in most of Arabia, with the capital being Mecca, again, outside of the area that the Prophet is ruling, it's very difficult to get the message across. People are being pulled by leaders, rulers that are not just. When do people flock towards Islam? When the authority of Taghut falls in the capital. When the government of Mushrikeen falls in Mecca. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Idha ja'a Nasrullahi wal-Fath. This is the conquest of Mecca. Wa ra'ayta an-nasa yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja. At this point, when the conquest occurs, then you'll have people flocking towards Islam. You see the numbers of Muslimin, Mu'mineen increasing rapidly. As long as Taghut has authority, they will manipulate minds, they will pull people in the wrong direction. The Holy Prophet guided people, and he saw correctly that the government of Kufr and Taghut is what needs to be removed. And so he planned for it and he worked against that government and took it down. The Imams, Imam al-Husayn's call against Yazid is for what reason? What is he saying? He's saying this is the rule of Taghut. If Yazid is accepted as the so-called Khalifa of Rasulullah, and he is not, what direction is he going to pull people towards? The direction opposite that of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If Imam al-Husayn wants to guide people while Yazid is in power, while Yazid is ruling, what's going to happen? People are not going to come. And if he fears that people will come, he will get rid of the Imam, as he tried, and physically he did, but the message of the Imam, because he was more clever and more mindful, and more mindful and clever than Muawiyah and all these rulers from the beginning of time to the end, Imam al-Husayn, with his martyrdom, saved Islam and moved this agenda forward by empowering people mentally and spiritually that you should fight even if your numbers are small. Even if they slaughter you, you will win. That message is the message of Imam al-Husayn. Salamullah alayhi. Governance, the direction they were leading the ummah towards, every single one of the Imams, is to establish the authority, the government of Allah on earth.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Ali Munhali Hakim Mati. شكور ودود
قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.